How to explain the gospel clearly in comparative religion conversations. Explaining the gospel in a comparative religion conversation requires both clarity and care. The goal is not to win a debate. The goal is not to overwhelm someone with doctrine. The goal is not to force a conversion moment in a vulnerable setting. The goal is faithful witness. A good gospel explanation begins with listening. Before you speak, try to understand the person's spiritual map. What do they treat as ultimate? What do they believe is wrong with the human condition? What path do they trust for healing, salvation, liberation, or peace? What final hope do they carry? Once you have listened, you can speak more wisely. A simple gospel bridge might sound like this. From a Christian perspective, the deepest human problem is not only suffering or confusion, but separation from God because of sin. The good news is that God did not abandon us. He came to us in Jesus Christ, who lived, died, and rose again to reconcile us to God. That kind of explanation is clear, but not aggressive. It names sin without shaming the person. It names Christ without attacking the person's background. It names hope without pretending all religions teach the same thing. In comparative religion ministry, pay attention to the setting. A hospice room is not a classroom. A wedding planning meeting is not an apologetics debate. A coaching session is not a pulpit. A funeral meeting is not the time to correct every theological statement. Wisdom asks, what is faithful, helpful, and appropriate here? Sometimes the best next step is a short sentence. Sometimes it is a question. Sometimes it is a scripture shared with permission. Sometimes it is prayer offered gently. Sometimes it is simply presence. If you share scripture, do so with consent and timing. You might say, would it be okay if I shared a short passage that Christians often turn to for hope? If you offer prayer, ask permission. You might say, would you be open to a brief prayer in Jesus' name, or would you prefer I simply sit with you right now? Permission protects dignity. Clarity protects truth. Gentleness protects trust. A gospel bridge should never become manipulation. Do not use grief, fear, illness, family conflict, or emotional weakness to pressure a response. The Holy Spirit does not need coercion. The Christian leader bears witness. God saves. So explain the gospel with humility. God created us in love. Sin broke our communion with God. Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He died for our sins. He rose from the dead. He calls us to repentance, faith, forgiveness, and new life. He gives resurrection hope. That is the heart of Christian witness in every comparative religion conversation.